It's the impossible question.
Billy's B101.
We've got $505 this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this, and we kind of find it lame. Good morning.
Hi, they keep a tube of toothpaste in their car.
They keep a toothpaste in their car?
A tube of toothpaste in their car.
Toothpaste in the car. That's interesting, but not correct. Sorry, Janet. All right.
She's all business. She's like, here's my guess.
Yeah.
And I'm done. Didn't get it right? I'm out of here.
I mean, I don't know if I would call that lame. I would just be like, why do you have toothpaste in your car?
Yeah, why do you have it in there? Brett, you could have used that the other day when he was late for work and admitted that he didn't brush his teeth. He's going, huh.
You're disgusting. Under 20% of people actually do this. $505. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it? 888-333-B101. We've got $505 this morning. Under 20% of people actually do this, and we kind of find it lame. Amy, what do you think it is?
So my guess is that they still balance a checkbook.
I was like a late checkbook balancer. I was still balancing my checkbook when everyone was doing online banking and saying, why are you doing that?
I was still balancing my checkbook on the little paper thing, even when I had my check card that I could just check online, but I was still writing it down. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I doing?
What kind of scale do you use to balance a checkbook? I don't know what this...
Brett has no idea, Amy, what we're talking about.
I no longer balance a checkbook. Do you, Bobby?
No, not at all.
Okay. No, sorry, Amy. That is not the correct answer, but good guess.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Have a great day. But I also wouldn't find someone who does that lame. Like, I would still be okay.
No.
I think my dad probably still does it.
I was just saying, my dad still does. Yeah. He still has his checkbook and, you know, writes it all in there.
Seriously, though, what does it mean to balance?
I was going
to
say, do you really not know?
I mean, I understand it as just, like, taking into account your expenses versus your income.
Yeah, so, like,
is that not it?
Well, so, essentially, you would have, like...
you're budgeting.
But you would have the exact number of what's in your bank account, and you write a check for $35, you subtract the $35, and now you have this. Just keeping track of your money.
Your check balance you see digitally, now just written
out. Right, I was like, I have a mobile app that does that for me.
Yeah. By the way, Brett's 23. Yeah. You're just tuning in.
You have it a lot easier. I think we lost two.
Okay, so let's go to Sean.
Okay.
Good morning, Sean.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hello. Good.
Good. All right, so what do you think under 20% of people do?
They do not pick up after their dog.
Oh. Curb your dog, as they say. Oh,
didn't pick up after their dog in my... So I live on a corner. I get all the dogs. I know I do, and it is what it is. Mm-hmm. People pick up. Okay, fine. But somebody left it. I was like, if I looked at my cameras, because if I would have figured out who it was, I was going to take it to their house for them.
Of course. Yeah, people do it all the time. I also have kind of a lot where it's a big front area that's kind of curved. And so dogs will walk across. For some reason, dogs love my lawn. And so I'll always see people out there. And I've been outside sometimes and been like, so you're going to pick that up? They're like, oh, yeah, I forgot a bag.
Were they not going to?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, the bags are right there. They can go grab a bag. The town puts them out for you.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Sean, we definitely find those people lame, but sorry, that's not the correct answer.
Can I comment on Bobby's dancing?
Yeah, go right ahead. Please
here we
do.
Go. Let me get the buzzer ready again.
Listen, all I got to say is Bobby dances way better than I do.
Oh, wow. There you go.
That was nice.
I am majorly impressed with Laura's dancing.
The way Laura spiraled in.
Her slide
spiraled
in.
Spiraled right
yeah,
in.
Yeah, she did.
She reminds me of Stevie Nicks dancing.
Oh.
Wow.
Sean.
That's interesting.
Sean, we like the compliments. Is there anyone else in the show you want to give a compliment to while you're on the phone here? Because Kathy will take one or Brett will.
So. Don't stop it. Sean, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. Aww. Have a great day.
It's great.
All right. Let's go to our last call for this round. We have Ray on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Kathy and Bob?
Good. How are you?
Good.
All right. Under 20% of people actually do this. Ray, what do you think it is?
Play the lottery numbers.
Play those lottery numbers.
People only play it when the Powerball gets up there. So I'm figuring...
So regularly
play. The time, only 20% of it do it. You know, they're contributing to senior citizens. They figure they're helping the seniors out, you know?
Yeah, I'm one of the ones who wait until it gets a super big jackpot, which I shouldn't do because when they're like $2 million, I'm like, oh, $2 million would be great. But
all right.
And basically your clue in the beginning with the losers is that only one number comes out every night.
Yeah, all right.
Everybody else who played is a loser.
All right, so I just found this. Approximately or roughly 50% of the U.S. adult population participate in the lottery annually, it says. So,
what?
Yeah, it says, while millions buy tickets, regular participation largely depends on the jackpot size, obviously, like what he was saying. So sorry, that is not the correct answer, Ray, but good guess.
Oh, well, okay, back to the drawing board.
There you
Thank
go.
You.
All right.
Have a good day. All right, so we'll do it again at 9:10.
Let's not bury the headline. They said Bobby's a good dancer, checking out our Instagram video. I mean, come on, let's go.
I don't know. I feel like I need to see a picture of that guy. We've got $505 this morning. If nobody gets this correct, we'll bump it up to $606. Ooh. Under 20% of people actually do this. We've got another round of it. Let's go to Justine. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what do you think? Under 20% of people actually do this. What do you think it is?
Wash their hair properly.
Wash their hair properly. Okay, what does that mean?
I would have to say, like, a lot of people know how to actually wash their hair properly, take care of their hair. So some people probably, or a lot of people don't know how to actually do that.
Wait, but what is it? How do you properly wash your hair?
Like, for me, like, I shampoo my hair twice.
Twice?
Oh.
Yes.
Is this like the Adam Sandler in the bathtub? Shampoo is better. Conditioner is better.
Oh, man. Bobby's doing impressions. Yep. I gotta go.
You gotta go, right? This always gets Kathy done if I start doing impressions. That's when she's out.
Justine, a little confused by your guess, I'll be honest. But no, that is not the correct answer.
But
okay.
For health purposes, thank you for washing your hair twice. Yeah. I do like that. Thank you.
Cleanliness.
Yeah.
We do love, I mean, if you're double clean, it's fine. I'm
it's fine
it.
With me.
Sounds good. Keep your guesses coming. 888-333-B101. I really hope that I'm washing my hair properly, according to Justine. We've got $505 this morning for the impossible question. Under 20% of people actually do this. Gail, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think it is?
I think it's washing your feet in the shower.
You think under 20% of people wash their feet?
People that just let the soap roll down and they think that's cleaning their feet?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay, we would think those people are...
Yeah, we definitely would think they're losers. Yes. We're not going to say lame. We definitely would think they're losers. Because that's disgusting.
Absolutely wash my feet.
Yes.
I wash in between every toe.
I shampoo twice now. Yes.
What? Ew. No. Brett just said ew.
Just the convo. I don't need to hear about your toes.
You don't wash between your toes?
I'm not going to say that on public airwaves.
Wait. You will say some of the things
Gail,
you say.
Looks like we're getting to the bottom of this.
You will say some of the things you say, but you won't talk about washing your feet?
I hate feet.
I mean,
nobody
I hate feet,
them.
Too. I
should
with
be nubs.
How about people who don't get pedicures?
That's this guy over here.
I don't.
Gail,
all that for this.
Thank you for the conversation, but not the correct answer.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Gail. Thank you.
We're going to go to Jim next, see if he has the correct answer. Jim, first question. Do you wash your feet in the shower?
Yeah. I mean, I wash everything in the shower. All right.
Perfect. Great, Jim. That is the correct
answer.
That
is the correct answer for that, Jim.
All right, but let's see if you have the impossible question correct. Under 20% of people actually do this. What is it?
I'm going to say walk around talking on a Bluetooth earphone on their phone.
Yeah, they are losers. There's no doubt about that.
That's the second comment of the question. Under 20% of people actually do this, and we kind of think you're lame.
Uh-huh.
Good guess, Jim, but no, that is not correct.
Not it. But Jim, hey, have a great shower, all right? You take care.
I will, thanks.
All right.
All right, last guess of the morning is Chelsea. Chelsea, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, but we first want to ask you a question. Do you wash your feet in the shower?
I absolutely wash my feet in the shower.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect. That's all we needed to know. Chelsea, what's your guess? Under 20% of people actually do this.
I think they don't tip.
Ooh, like at all?
Yeah, it's bad.
Like, yeah, like at all.
It's kind of like standard. If somebody doesn't tip at all, doesn't the like server or manager follow them out the door and kind of
I would
ask
hope so.
Why, right?
Like, hey, what's going on? And I know now they're doing a big education of it because all the guests we have from out of town for World Cup, a lot of Europeans don't tip. So a lot of servers are kind of like, yo, we got to remind these people. This is what we do here in the U.S.
Yeah. I wonder how. I would be interested. Yeah. Next week, Let's have this conversation
with
on
some
the
servers,
air.
Yeah.
Servers, are you experiencing this? Because you're right. In Europe, they don't tip.
Don't tip. And here they are. They're here.
Yeah. Chelsea, good guess. Not the correct one. Sorry.
All right. Thanks. I'll try again.
You can all try again. 710 and 910 is when we do this. We're up to $606, but we're not done yet. We have still have a four pack of.
This show started 7 years ago. It's been a long day today.
It's been a long day. We have a four pack of Storybook Land tickets to give away.
Yes, we do.
There were things happening off the air, on the air, all of it. Yeah. Four pack of Storybook Land tickets to give away. We have a question for you, something that happened during the show. If you can answer it, call us 888-333-B101. The question is, which banking concept did Gen Z or Brett have trouble grasping this morning?
That's me.
It was pretty early this morning.
Yeah, it was early. It didn't involve his toes. I know that.
Ugh.
And washing between them.
Stop!
Which banking concept did Gen Z or Brett have trouble grasping?
888-333-B101 for Storybook Land tickets. Call now.